This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Let's go.
On Mix 94.1.
Each month, we look for our Teacher of the Month, and November is no exception. We got some great nominations, including one from Stefan. Stefan is on the phone. Good morning, Stefan.
Hey, good morning, Mercedes.
Hey, we got a nomination for you, and this is a first for Teacher of the Month. You nominated your dad, Mr. Gwynn, and your dad is actually, he was a teacher, but he's currently a librarian. Tell us a little bit about your dad.
Yeah, he was a teacher in town, an English middle school teacher for a little over a decade, and was ready for a change, became a librarian, went through that whole process. And he was at a school for about 18 years, and last year was his first year being the librarian at LVA, and he just loves it over there. Ever since he's been at that school, he's just had this new life about him, just an excitement. It's a fun place to be with like a very unique set of kids, and it just brings him so much life and excitement and joy being at that place. And it's just been really cool to see just his life become different because of it.
That's a cool thing. Stefan, because your dad's a librarian, does he have a favorite book that you now read or recommend?
A favorite book that he would recommend? He was really into comics as a kid, so there's that.
Well, you know, librarians, they are still teachers in my mind, and they are there to educate kids on not just, you know, books and literature, but help them have that confidence to explore different genres that they may not be, you know, gravitating towards. And you said something so cute in your nomination. I love this. It says that one of his high school students even dressed up as him for Halloween. What happened?
Yeah, that's such a fun story. He's been there for like a little over a year now, and this whole time he's been there, he's really gone out of his way to connect with the students and be there for the kids. He gets there before school starts, unlocks the door before it even has to with the library, so the kids have a place to be, especially now that it's getting cold outside. And throughout all of that, he just connected with a lot of students, and there's this one student in particular that just like thinks he's the best and thinks he's so awesome. And so for Halloween, she dressed up as him. My dad, he loves to wear Hawaiian shirts, and so she wore a Hawaiian shirt. But my dad also, big glasses. She was wearing glasses just to look like him, and it brought such like a joy to his life. And he said he teared up a little bit when he saw it. It was really cute.
Oh, well, we love that, and what an inspiration. We're happy to announce that Mr. Gwynn is our November Teacher of the Month.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
We have him on the line. Do you guys live together, Stefan?
No, we do not.
Oh, okay, good. So this is good. I was like, is he standing next to you or what's going on? Okay. We're going to bring him on the phone and we're going to let you break the news to him, okay?
All righty.
Okay, here we go. Hey, good morning, Mr. Gwynn.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. We just wanted to let you know that you were actually nominated for our November Teacher of the Month. We know about your teaching history. We heard that you are now the librarian at LVA, which in our mind, you're still an educator and deserve to be recognized. And you were actually nominated by a very special person. I'll let them introduce themselves and say hi. Go ahead.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Stefan. How are you?
Doing great. But I love you so much, and you're such an awesome, not just a dad, but a great teacher and librarian educator, like they were saying. So I felt like not only should you be nominated, but you deserve it. And Mercedes just gave me some really good news that you are their Teacher of the Month.
Yeah! Yay!
Now, my head is blown. You made this bald head already balder.
Mr. Gwynn, first of all, I hear one of the most popular Halloween costumes is a Mr. Gwynn costume, which I want to dress up as next year.
Yes, I had a student and one of the counselor secretary said she wanted to dress up as me this year. Yeah, which is basically, it's basically a pair of jeans and a Hawaiian shirt, but I have this affection for the canned meat Spam, and I have a little shrine to it in my library, and so I wear a pin that says I love Spam, and my student also had an I love Spam pin on, and she was just the cutest thing.
We are just so happy for you. Mr. Guido, tell us what it means to you to do what you do.
Honestly, to be a high school librarian, and this is my second year in a high school, but just to be a school librarian is the best job ever. These kids are, I'd say, magical, and they're so good and kind, and to have the opportunity to interact with them every day at a level where I'm not giving them a grade. I'm just getting to know them. They come and ask me about books. They ask me about various things they may have to do for a class. They are doing research and things. But just to interact with them, there is not a better joy than just to interact with these kids. It's one of the gifts of my life. Well, along with Stefan and his sister being my kids and my wife, who's also an awesome teacher. But I just love this job. It's not even a job. That's why I come in early every week, every day. I open up the library about an hour before school starts, so if anyone needs to come in, they can. And besides, LVA is in the middle of downtown, and if kids need to come in,
they have a safe spot. I mean, you're making me tear up listening to it. You can hear your heart is in it, and we're just so proud of you, and we have some great prizes for you. Not that you need them, because it obviously you're getting paid for this and in other ways that you can hear the passion. But we have for you, as our November Teacher of the Month, a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Finley Chevrolet. You can buy a lot of Spam with that one.
You also get an additional $100 Visa gift card that you can throw a class party if you want to, or a library party if you want to, or just spend it on yourself or buy some books. And that's courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union. Plus, you also get the personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. So congratulations to all of you. That's an awesome thing.
Oh my goodness. My head is spinning. I can't get out of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.